This show is designed to give general information related to investing in finance. Neither Aaron Katzman, his guests, nor the radio station are rendering legal, tax, or specific investment advice. If you need such advice, contact a licensed advisor.
And welcome to the Aaron Katzman Show. I'm your host, Aaron Katzman. We speak to your life, your money, and your investments. And as always, we're coming to you from the spiritual and soon-to-be financial capital of the world, Jerusalem, Israel. If you like this content, please hit the like button below. And if you've not yet subscribed, please subscribe to both the YouTube channel and to the podcast. And if you've never done so, because as a public service, so more and more people can benefit from my wisdom, feel free to share this on YouTube as well. And then because of their algorithms and everything like that, more and more people will be able to hear the great advice given on this show. So I'd like to speak about financial morality and President Biden's student loan forgiveness program. Okay, for those of you who don't know, last week, President Biden announced his student loan forgiveness do-over plan. Okay, according to CNBC, Biden rolled out the details of his plan B less than a year after the Supreme Court struck down his first attempt at delivering wide-scale education debt relief. Quote, "The ability for working and middle-class folks to repay their student loans has become so burdensome, a lot can't repay it even for decades after being in school." So saith President Biden. Interestingly enough, a couple of years ago, like a month into his presidency, according to Beth Akers, who's a senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, Biden said, "I will not make that happen," in response to a voter asking whether or not he'd back progressive proposal to broadly forgive student debt. "I don't think I have the authority," he wisely said. And beyond the question of authority, he deemed to acknowledge the ill-conceived nature of broad-based student loan cancellation when he offered that he didn't want taxpayers to pick up the tab for graduates of Harvard and Yale and Penn. Well, therein lies part of the problem, right? It's paying Peter to, it's whatever, giving from the right hand to pay for your left hand, right? If you forgive student loan debt, what does that mean? It's not like the loan debt vanishes. It just means that other people are paying for it, number one. Number two, what is the message that it sends to people? We're canceling your debt. Just go crazy, live a completely non-financially responsible life, and we will bail you out. Hello? Mr. Orwell, calling Mr. Orwell, that big brother. I don't want the government telling me how to live my life. Okay, I don't want them bailing me out. If I make the mistakes, I suffer the consequences. If you're going to borrow money, okay, you have to pay it back. The same thing goes if you take a big car loan, if you take a mortgage, if you take a business loan, you have an ethical and moral responsibility to repay the money that you borrowed. Nobody's going to forgive that debt for you. What does that mean? So somebody's going to forgive it for you, and then the other guy's got to pay for it? What is that? Well, how is that fair? For all people who want fairness, where's the fairness in that? Somebody who followed the rules and played according to the system and contributed every month to pay down his student loan debt and made it a priority to pay down his debt is now being punished. He's got to pay for some other guy's debt or lady's debt who was completely irresponsible and went to a college they couldn't afford. That's not moral. And as far as President Biden, you know, people can't afford it. Well, either if it's so difficult for them to pay back their student loan debt, one, go to a different college, okay? It's a cheaper college that you can afford. Number two, work. Number three, once you get into the workforce, make it a priority to pay off your debt. It's not that complicated. Or for students out there, maybe major in something which is actually practical instead of, you know, sociology or something like that, you know, where you're guaranteed to have to take two more advanced degrees so you can get a position in academia, which isn't going to pay you very much. It just bothers me. You can tell I'm bothered by it. I don't like this, okay? It tremendously bothers me that I have got to pay for someone else's faux pas. That's just not fair. We got enough problems, right? People are married. They've got kids, right? They've got all their own expenses. Why do I have to pay for somebody who's 18 who decide they want to go to an Ivy League school even though they can't afford it, or go to a private school because they can't afford it. I mean, why should that? Where is the fairness in that? It is not fair. Interesting. Israel has a program sort of similar in certain respects, which people think my view on is incorrect. It's not fair. You're not fair, Aaron. They have it's called in Hebrew, Mechir Lemishtaken. Okay, it's a way to solve the housing crisis. You see, in Israel, we have a housing crisis. We don't have enough supply, and there's too much demand. That's what it comes down to. It always comes down to basic economics. Okay, for whatever reason, pretty much because of government control, there has not been enough housing supply to hit the market. Hence, prices have surged because we have, a shortage, basic economics. So what did the brilliant government do? They came up with a plan of subsidized housing. They will have a lottery. If you win the lottery, builders will build. They have certain projects all over the country for young couples and first-time home buyers, if they meet the criteria, and most people meet those criteria, where they can save 20% off the cost of an apartment. Well, that sounds great. Why are you so upset? Katzman, why are you so upset? That's fantastic. It gives young couples the opportunity to buy an apartment. They would never be able to have a chance to buy an apartment because of this, except for this. This is salvation. This program is salvation. Hello? No, it isn't. Number one, it helps increase the price of the apartments because you know the government's backstopping it, number one. Number two, why on earth should people who don't qualify for this program and people who are paying full price for apartments have to subsidize young couples buying apartments? Why should that be the case? Why is that fair? Why should somebody buy an apartment when they're 25 years old, newly married, buy an apartment when they're 25 years old, and then flip it 5 years later because that's the time you have to hold it and get not just the 20% back, but however much it's appreciated? What? That's ridiculous. Why am I just taking a check and handing it to some random young couple so they can make $100,000, $200,000. Hello? That's not a good use of taxpayer money. That's not fair. There's no inherent fairness in that either. Interestingly enough, the two things I mentioned, right? Student loans forgiven and this subsidized housing, it all stems from the same thing, right? Both programs, they smell, right? It's got the smell test. It's the same program. Hey, let's subsidize certain constituents and they'll vote for us and make it unfair for people who do it the right way, who follow the rules. Okay, I'm not going to say, hey, it's against the system stinks for those who follow the rules. I'm not going to say that, okay? But the people who make the rules take advantage of those who play by the rules. Let's face it, okay? That's why we need more and more government out of our lives, okay? So that, got that off my chest. You've been tuning in to the Aaron Katzman Show. We speak for your life, your money, and your investments. And sometimes we throw in our own ideas on what's morally fair and just. If you like this content, please hit the like button below. And if you've not yet done so, please subscribe to both the YouTube channel and to the podcast. And please share the YouTube channel. Please share this video if you like it so other people can bask in my impressive knowledge and brilliance. Okay? Because that's what society really, really needs. Okay. Thanks so much for tuning in, and we will speak to you soon.